Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Do you have any room in there?
Yeah, he actually allowed me a lot of room this time. Oh, how you doing, Mama? You ready?
Oh, wait, no. There. No.
Well, oh. Yeah, it's got to be like in your nose. There you go. Good?
Good.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about the positive things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. I'm Rachel Ballinger.
Gwen Ballinger.
And this is All Things Internet, which I said before. There, did it.
Done. Introduction.
Great. We did it.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
There you go.
I have to jump into therapy.
Jump right on in.
I stepped on a bee yesterday.
Uh-oh. That was therapy?
No. I'm just, it still hurts.
I'm sorry.
I just need to, not to complain, but just express my pain.
I'm sorry. What did you do? Is it itchy or does it just hurt?
It is sore.
It's sore.
And itchy. It feels like a bug bite.
Yeah.
It feels like a really bad bug bite that you just want to scratch.
Oh.
And if you, like, it's sore to the touch. So if you touch it, and it's on the side of my foot.
Did
so
you
it's
put on
being
baking soda paste?
I did.
Good girl. Did you try Benadryl?
No, because that makes me really sleepy.
No. Topical.
I don't know if I have any.
Oh, sometimes that helps. Oh, there's a cooling Benadryl that you spray on and it kind of cools
Maybe
it.
Do that. Maybe I'll
and
do
then
that.
It, or you can ice it. Icing is really good.
I'm a little scared because I have never had a reaction to a bee sting before.
But you do mosquitoes.
But I do mosquitoes. But I know that people develop allergies as they get older, and bees are an allergy people often develop.
When I had bee stings when I was little,
yeah,
swelled up huge.
Now you don't anymore?
I don't get stung by bees anymore.
Well, aren't you special?
No, I'm probably just ornery.
What does that mean?
They don't want to bite me. They don't want to sting me.
Yeah, I mean, I was just walking barefoot in my yard picking up some dog poop.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not fun when you have a handful of dog poop and then you step on a bee and you're like, and then everything's just everywhere and the dogs are running around and you just, it wasn't fun. But, okay. Actually, therapy this week. Abby and I have been talking about this a lot. When, like, our friends will tell us stuff and sometimes they'll tell us their problems and it doesn't affect Abby or I. We just listen and whatever. And then there's some things that we get so frustrated and angry about. And I realize it's because we've gone through the same things and know the answers and know the solutions and know the outcomes. And it does. Oh, no, we thought someone was coming in. They're not. They're going through the other side. Blaze was very excited. He shot up. Who's coming to pet me? But when we get it is frustrated, it's because we know the solution or the answer or whatever. And the people refuse to do it. Where it's something along the lines, just random examples. You're dating a terrible, toxic person. That you can do better. You're a top tier woman. Just stop dating that.
Mm-hmm.
And then people always get that. Well, dating is so.
I'll be lonely.
I don't want to be lonely. Dating world is so scary. I don't know if I want to be alone for a bit. Will I find someone
better?
They're
nice most of the time.
And I'm like, no, I was in a bad relationship. And yes, I was one of the really lucky people where I found someone really quickly that stuck and I didn't have to deal with the dating world very long. But it can be so much better. You just have to be willing to sacrifice maybe being lonely for a little bit. Or not sacrifice, you have to put up with being lonely for a little bit. And another one is when people have really crappy bosses and they're not, their job isn't even that great. It's just a run-of-the-mill job and you have a great resume. You could get a different job and they just won't leave their crappy boss. And we both know, we've both been in those situations like, no, just do it. And then there's people who are just won't, they're like, I hate where I live, but they won't. And it's, we're not saying like, oh, just move to a more expensive place or whatever.
Right.
Just, we just sometimes, It's easier said than done, always.
Always.
That's what it is. But people are so scared of what they don't know that they won't make the leaps they need to do and they need to make. And that's when we get frustrated, is if it's something that Abby and I have been through and we know how much better it could be once the person just makes that leap.
Yeah.
Like our friend Zara was really unhappy in one of her jobs and we convinced her to quit essentially. And now she's started her own business and is super successful and so much more happy. And she looks back and I can't believe I stayed in that job for as long as I did. And I think that's a lot of people's mentality is when you get stuck in something, you get, you end up just putting up with it. You get comfortable in it. And the unknown is more scary, even though it could be like the best decision you ever make. And so we're learning to just keep our mouth shut. When people tell us that, we get frustrated. We go, And then later, Abby and I are like, blah, 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 together. But because we also know, we knew this, but we've talked about it recently. If someone's in a toxic relationship, there is nothing you can do or say to convince them to break up with someone. Like, you cannot convince someone to break up with another person.
No, they have to do that themselves.
Yeah, and especially if it's a very manipulating, toxic person they're with, who just, you know how there's people that just have a hold on people?
Yes.
I have to turn off the AC. Hold on one second.
Oh, rats a Rooney.
Okay. So if someone has a hold on someone, you cannot break that hold. There is nothing you can do or say to break that hold. So you just have to, I always say, just vocalize it once and then let it go and be not supportive, but just be there for them. Because if you just keep ragging on them and keep trying to bring it up, you're just going to put a divide.
Yeah.
And give them one less support system. And if they keep talking trash about their significant other and won't do anything to change it, you have to say, hey, I just am not in a place where I can take all that on. Do you mind not talking to me about that?
Yeah.
I'm here for you with everything else though, because nothing will snap a hold. Right. The person just has to come to it on their own.
Right.
Abby and I apparently play therapist with our friends a lot. And then in turn, we have to play therapist with each other and be like, we can't talk about this. We can't say anything. We just have to just sit and listen, which is always hard. All right.
Yeah. Therapy this week, I went away.
You went on vacation?
Yeah, we went on vacation for a couple of days.
How was that?
Amazing.
Well, that's good.
Rock hunting.
Fun.
Sea glass hunting. It was nice.
Find any good rocks?
I did.
Are they with your water and granite? What is it?
Grit.
Water and grit.
Yes.
And
but again, I put the wrong grit in because I was not all fully awake.
Mom, stop doing things asleep. What are you doing?
What's going on? But it's everything's fixed. We got them rolling. They're tumbling. They're doing their thing. So it's fun.
All right.
But getting away is nice. Sometimes you just need to. Yeah.
Blaze had no therapy. Actually, he had therapy today. He doesn't like trash trucks. He does not like them. They scare him. He runs away. He has pulled our dog walker up to someone else's porch because a trash truck drove by and he got very scared. And he dragged her to someone else's porch.
Oh my.
And she's not a weak human. And she's just put her hands up. Okay, we'll just stand here until the trash truck's gone. But today we had his full breakfast in my pouch. And we sat at a good distance, but a close distance where he wasn't comfortable with it, but not so close that
he would drag you away.
He would drag me away. And we sat and we let the trash truck pass while we ate breakfast.
Nice.
He was a very good boy.
Good job.
That was your therapy today, huh?
Good job.
Yes.
Good job.
Good boy. Training a dog is so difficult because it's all on you.
Yes, it is.
It is not on the dog at all. It is on you. All right. I also was thinking about today, this has to do with when people have holds on other people. It's so weird how we get strangely attached to other people. Like, I love my friends so much, but it's so strange that my love for them and my attachment to them is so different than it is than my love and attachment to Abby.
Right.
It's just so strange. Emotions are weird. Our brains are weird.
They are.
Like,
we're meant to be with other people. We're meant to be with somebody.
Yes, but that attachment, I guess I was trying to think about it logically. Why am I so, obsessed is the wrong word, but why am I so attached and protective and concerned about Abby? And I know it's because I love her, but what does that, like, I just, like, what does that mean? Because I love my friends.
What's a different love?
I know. And it's so strange how our brains can do a different love.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
You love your car, but it's your truck, but it's not the kind of love you have for a person or your right. special it's, person. Or
it's so, our attachments and our loves are so different for each person. And that yep. is so strange that we can do that. It's not just like, I love, and that is the love no. I give to each person that I love.
Yeah.
It's so different.
It is.
What? It's like, I actually, like, I get mad at it because,
do you?
Because I have control issues and so, and I can't control it.
Oh, okay.
You can't control the emotions you have towards a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. I get crushes because you're like, oh, I think that person's cute. I want them to like
different.
Me a little bit more. You know, I want some attention
yeah,
from them.
But that's a little different.
Yes. But then I don't know. It's just so, but then once you like them and then you love them, it's so bizarre.
It is.
I don't know. It's just, and like my feelings towards Abby are very different from the first day I met her to now.
Because it grew.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand.
Different depths of her.
The chemicals in my brain.
Yeah.
Why can't I control them?
Because.
Thanks, Mom.
It is the way it is.
And that is goes to another thing is when people have holds on other people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those are healthy. I don't think anyone should have a hold over you by any means.
No.
But people mistake those holds for love because your feelings are so intense during it. But it's not healthy.
You didn't go over this in your psychology major classes?
That was over 10 years ago.
Okay.
That was over 10 years ago. And I went to a Christian university. And also your bachelor's degree, I firmly believe you don't learn that much. It's when you get your master's yeah. that you really learn. And then of course when you get your doctorate, you're smarter than everyone. But In that field. Yes.
Than
the average Joe in the field.
Right.
So, yeah, I have a bachelor's degree in psychology. That doesn't mean much. I learned about the id, ego, and superego, and Freud. That's pretty much it. But I'm so curious as to the chemicals being
and
released.
We spent how much for that?
Here I am.
Oh, you're amazing. No matter where you went, you'd be amazing.
Oh, I think I want to start looking more into the chemicals and to why our attachments are the way they are and what the actual feelings are. Because a lot of time us humans don't understand the feelings that we're having. And that's why a lot of times we just boil everything down to anger. We're angry, but really you're
hungry,
frustrated or sad or disappointed.
Tired, hungry, all the other
yes,
things
but we'll
feed
just,
into it too.
We'll just say I'm angry
yeah,
or I'm happy. And because those are the two easiest to describe, but in reality, there's a billion different emotions that go into that. So I really am just realizing I want to look more into what the emotions are when we're attached to someone and like what the chemicals are being released and why. And maybe how to
then you can
control
it.
No, I'm just fascinated by it.
It is.
It is.
Humans are fascinating.
Yeah. I had really good discussions with Abby this week, but so many people we know are going through so many different life changes because I firmly believe women between 28 and 32, that is our quote unquote midlife crisis where
yes.
they figure out what they want to do in life,
yep.
who they want to be with, who they want to be in general.
I agree with you.
So, of course, that's the age range we're at. I'm at 32. I'm pretty set in what I want, except I am still thinking in 10 years, I don't want to be doing this job anymore. I want to have you could change your life 20 different times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to do this forever. I love it. And I'm so grateful for it, but I eventually want to shift into something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, but right now I know who I want to be. I know who I want to be with. I know the life I want to live and what I want to put out there. And I'm trying to obtain that, but all my friends are just a few years younger. And in that few years, there's this huge shift.
Yes.
And so they're figuring out, like a lot of them are starting their new careers.
Yep.
They're starting their own jobs, creating foundations. They're talking about kids. They're talking about marriage. And like, that's what it is. And I love it.
I think it's great for people to wait till they're that age
mm-hmm.
to get married. Because in my generation, it was you graduate high school, you get married. Or
yeah.
you graduate college, you get married. You don't.
Yeah.
And then you, then us women go through, oh, we've got a lot of kids and now we're trying to figure out who we are.
Yes.
And oops.
Yes. I mean, I've thought this since.
I don't regret me having kids.
Oh my God. No. How could you regret me?
Never.
I believe this in my mid-20s. I've been friends with older people. My siblings have always been older than me, obviously. And then I've been friends with their friends. And I witnessed so many women, and that's going through this, getting divorced, finding career paths. And I think at 25, I came up with this theory. And then at 29, without realizing it, I ended my long-term relationship and came out of the closet, moved towns, and created a completely different life by the time I was 30.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, yep, that tracks with my theory.
Yep.
I did that. So Abby and I have been witnessing a lot of our friends going through all this. And Abby is 29. And I'm like, oh, what are you going to figure out? Please don't change me, but that's fine. But what are you going to figure out in the next few years?
I think you're her person.
Yeah. I think so too. But we'll see what happens. We could live 6 more different lives by the time we die. That's why when people are like, I'm 30, I'm kind of stuck. No. Even at 40, even at 60. I know a 6-year-old woman or a 65-year-old woman who just found the love of her life.
Aww.
And is making her life completely different right now. And she's so happy. And it's the happiest she's ever been. I'm like, yeah, 65. There's no, just keep going. Don't get stuck. Don't be like, well, this is it. You know how much life you have left to live at any moment? Keep going.
Now, there are some people who like what they have. And they want that for all of their life.
Yes.
So there are those people as well. There's no right. There's no wrong.
But we're always growing.
Absolutely.
Even if it's like at 40, I can't pick up a new skill, whatever. But in reality, you are destined to be a hiker or something. Go hike. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not like divorce your husband, change your career.
Right.
Abandon your children.
Right.
But don't. It's too late for me to learn a language. It's too late for me to pick up tennis. Never.
Never.
Never. It's never too late. Just go do it.
104-year-old woman just jumped out of a plane, parachuting. She's the oldest one that ever did it.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
It was tandem.
I would hope so because of the landing. But yeah,
her little walker helping her on the plane. Hello, that was amazing.
Yes, you're never too late. And I firmly believe women go through the midlife crisis 10 years before men do.
Absolutely.
And men.
Because we're ahead of them.
Emotionally, it has been proven that we are.
Well, yeah,
it's quicker.
Puberty sooner. Yes. All that stuff.
So I think men have it around their 40s, but they're already locked into their careers, their children, and their wives. And that's why it's a joke. Well, it's been made into a joke and it like seems pathetic, but we just go through it 10 years earlier and you maybe handle it better. We just
don't
buy a Corvette, a convertible.
Well, you never know.
You never know. Anyway, that was my rant.
There you go.
Let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mom.
All right.
Give us those holidays.
I put on my eyeballs. The 13th, which is, I think, today.
Nope, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's Train Your Brain Day.
I love that.
So do something to exercise your noodle, your nugget.
All right.
Your attic. Noggin.
My attic?
It's the attic.
Okay.
Play a new brain teaser game. Do something.
Okay.
Do something to exercise that brain.
I'm down.
I'm excited about Saturday because we're having a solar eclipse.
We are?
We are.
I did not know.
I'm going to tell you something. The moon will pass between the Earth and the sun, blocking the majority of the sun's rays.
Okay.
For a few minutes. So in New York, they'll see like a 20% eclipse. But here in California, we'll see a 90% eclipse. So it starts at like, in California, our time, 8:07.
Okay.
It begins. The peak time for us is 9:20, something like that. And then it's over by 10-something. I don't know. I didn't write that down. Exciting.
Yeah.
Saturday. Everyone go look out at the
eclipse. Do we have
eclipse.
To have special sunglasses?
Do not look directly in the sun, please.
Okay. Do we have to have special sunglasses?
Oh, you know, you do that thing where you do a thing and then you put it on a piece of paper and it shines through the thing.
I could not tell you what you were talking about.
It's like you put a tube.
You put a thing on a thing and then you put the thing on a thing.
You put a tube and then, or you put a piece of paper out and you can see it. I don't know, something. Look it up. Google it. Don't look directly
what,
in the sun.
What time is it again?
For California, it's 8:07. It starts.
A.M.?
A.M.
8:07 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh. That is a butt. That is a butt in your face.
The 15th, Global Hand Washing Day. Wash your hands.
Okay. Just once?
No.
Okay.
Do it a couple times. With soap.
I can do that.
With soap. It's important.
It is. I wash my hands.
I think I was told you have to sing the ABCs to wash them enough to...
Yeah, during COVID, we all learned that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm slow. The 16th National Sports Day, and I want to know what your favorite sport is.
Ooh, basketball and football.
Ty?
I love watching football. I love playing both, and I love watching both.
Yeah?
No, those are my favorites.
Okay.
What are yours?
That's fun. I used to like playing softball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like watching any of them?
I do. I can have fun watching them.
For me, it's the environment.
Yeah, it depends on who you're with. And
yeah, I don't like watching sports by myself.
No, alone, no.
No, I have enjoyed watching the Lakers by myself, which is basketball, back in high school when they won the world championship. Mm. Or that's the championship. They won.
What's this, a World Series?
That's baseball.
Oh, what are you talking about? Basketball. Okay, sorry.
I did watch all of those games by myself.
Did
I was
you?
In high school, though, and I had this tiny
little
10-inch by 10-inch TV, and I watched at my desk just staring at it. I was so excited, and I loved that. But then when I started watching it with other people, I realized that was more fun.
That was fun.
You can cheer with other people.
Yeah.
And I'm in fantasy football right now, which makes it different.
How so?
Because you're not rooting for teams. You're rooting for individuals.
Oh.
I don't know. It's weird. But I like sports.
Yeah, you do like sports. Oh, you're going to love this one. The 17th is National Prune Day.
Prune?
Prunes are underrated.
You used to make me eat prunes when I'd get constipated.
And it worked.
Well, one summer I was constipated for weeks.
Well, you didn't eat enough prunes.
I guess not. I had to go get a special medicine from the doctor.
Yes, you did. They're good for you. They're good for you. But I'm mostly excited about the solar eclipse.
Me too. That sounds exciting.
So, yeah.
All right.
8 a.m.
Thank you for our holidays. I hope everyone is up to date and looking forward to the holidays coming up.
Yeah.
Let's check. Do a little check-a-rooney as to what's next.
Top trends.
Top trends. Did you see any?
None.
It was a little scarce.
It was scarce this week.
It was a little scarce this week.
Yes.
There are some heavier things happening in the news that I am still educating myself on. Mm-hmm. And also clearly are not positive. So I am not well-versed enough, and I do not want to speak incorrectly. So if I'm speaking about something serious, I want to actually fact-check and research. So I am still educating myself on all aspects of it. But in fun thing, the only thing I saw was we have girl math, we have boy math.
Yes.
And then this dude.
We have chicken math.
What's chicken? Oh.
We have chicken math, boy math, girl math.
Yes.
Continue.
And then a dude came up with man math. He goes, there's boy math. That's for boys. That's silly.
Oh.
Man math is when you know your girl loves to eat the pickle off your plate. So you tell her you don't like pickles, but when you really do, so that she can always have your pickle.
Aww.
Or
he could just order two pickles.
Yes, and he goes, or you can order two pickles so you can split with her. And things like that, where he says, you know, she loves your toothpaste, so you buy extra for her to use. Or you watch TikToks about beauty products and skin products so that you can purchase them yourself so she can steal them from you. And it's
love.
Man math. You know,
that's mature man.
You know, to always bring two jackets or two hoodies with you wherever you go because she's going to get cold. She just doesn't realize it yet.
Yeah.
And so that's man
cute.
Math. And I love man
I
math.
I do too. That's cute.
I am
cute.
All for man math.
That's
where
cute.
It is the opposite of boy math. It is. Yeah. It is looking out for the people around you and yourself.
That's
and
great.
All for it. All for it. I hadn't seen it as a trend, but I did see this one dude do it. And then people in their comments were like, yes.
That's great.
It's not as funny. But it's nice to see a guy not get offended by boy math, but say, yeah, that's not me.
Yeah.
This is my math. And everyone's like, yes,
that's good.
That's
the
math we want.
That should be spread around.
Yes.
Because maybe some guys just don't even know or think it, and they need it, that little seed needs to be planted in their little brains, their noggins, their attics.
I hope that man is getting the love that he deserves.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw someone say, I'm no longer saying have a good day. I'm going to say, have the day you deserve and let karma do her thing. If that means you should be having a good day, then let it be good. If it means you're supposed to be having a bad day, that's between you and karma. So I hope you have the day you deserve.
The day you deserve.
I hope you are loved the way you deserve.
That's kind of like saying, bless your heart.
Well,
isn't it though?
Well, no,
Rachel?
Because that means if you're a good person, and I hope you get the good you deserve. And if you're a bad person, I hope that you are suffering the consequences of that action. But I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I hope you are loved the way you deserve to be loved. Because you don't know the person. You don't know their ins and outs.
Okay. You're not saying it to me.
No.
Okay.
But if it's just like a random, like, have a good day. Have the day you deserve.
There you go.
And if the person's like,
I bet that person's going to sit there and go, wait, what? maybe they'll rethink.
I mean, yeah, exactly. What day do you deserve? Do you deserve to have a good day? If not, fix yourself.
Fix yourself.
Fix yourself.
Anyways,
I saw that and I thought
that was great.
Hilarious. All right. Well, then, do you have anything that you learned this week?
I did.
Of course.
Of course. Explore.org. Not sponsored. I will never stop talking about Explore.org.
Don't stop talking about it.
Okay. They had Big Fat Bear Week.
Big Fat Bear?
And you got to, well, it's not Big Fat Bear. It's called Fat Bear Week. And you get to, so you've watched all summer, these bears come.
They're fattening up.
In Katmai National Forest.
Is this where we vote on who's the biggest?
Who's the biggest? And this year, Grazer won. 128. Grazer won.
She's thick. She's thick.
She is full of salmon. I love this
she
girl.
She is ready to hibernate.
She's so ready. She's so ready.
So,
I'm so excited. Explore.org. Check it
is
out.
Is it, do they, the winner's based on votes or do they actually end up weighing them?
Oh, no, we don't interfere
with
them.
We don't interfere. I'm so sorry.
Animals.
It's explore.org. Why would
it's
I think
that? It's explore.org. Their thing is you
don't interfere.
Don't. You're just there to observe.
I saw a video of these guys with Natural Geographic. They're there to take photos of penguins.
Mm-hmm.
And they noticed all of these penguins got stuck in this ditch.
You can't help them.
And they decided to put their jobs on the line, and they didn't touch the penguins. They just dug a hole from the ditch. Like, they built little stairs out of the ditch. They did not interfere with the penguins. And then but a lot of penguins had already started dying because they'd been trapped in here. And then they figured out the steps, and they saved hundreds of penguins by doing this. And they risked their jobs. I don't know if they ended up getting in trouble or not, but they're just like, that wasn't interfering with a lion eating a deer or anything. Right. It was just, this happened. It's honestly because of how humans are creating global warming and climate change that they're stuck in this ditch. So why not us humans fix that problem? And they didn't touch them. They didn't befriend the penguins or anything. Yeah. They just did. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, that one works.
That one works. Yeah.
That's fine. You weren't stopping the circle of life by any means. You're just shaving some ice here and there. And that one, I'm okay with that one. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I hope they didn't get in trouble, because that one is fine to me.
Yeah.
I understand no one wants to see something get eaten.
But if
it didn't, that other thing would starve.
Exactly. So, like, you can't go save all those salmon from all the bears that are eating it.
No.
That's why there's so many salmon.
Exactly.
To feed the bears.
Right.
And other creatures that.
Yeah. And if it's one penguin, whoops.
Oops.
But this was hundreds.
Yeah.
You had to help them. All right. Well, what I learned, I saw this girl.
Okay.
This actually made me do a little research, which I never do. I either look at something and go, yes, I understand that. Or I go, I don't think I believe that. We'll see what else pops up.
Pass.
This girl said, you know these plastic containers your fruit comes in?
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to store them in this. This is why they go bad, because you're letting air touch them. You're supposed to be storing them in airtight containers in your fridge. And I didn't believe that. And I read the comments, and everyone was saying something along the lines of, thank you so much for this. Oh, my fruit goes bad so fast. I need to use this. And then some people were saying, no, you're not supposed to do that at all. And it was kind of split. So I just Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how are you supposed to store fruit in the fridge? And things said, moisture is the enemy for most fruit and vegetables that need cool storage.
Right.
So keep your fruits and vegetables separate, potatoes and onions too, to prolong freshness, and store in a cardboard box or basket lined with newspaper to absorb any moisture until you're ready to use. So when people wash their fruit and then stick it back in those baskets, the fruit, or stick it in a airtight container, all the moisture is sitting in there. So it's going to go bad faster. Abby bought these plastic containers with these baskets on the bottom, mm-hmm. with a tiny little vent at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the moisture either comes out the top or sinks to the bottom of the thing. It's not sitting in the moisture.
Right.
And that actually has helped our fruits and vegetables immensely. But I was like, washing them and then sticking them in an airtight container cannot be the right way.
I wash them in vinegar, and then they are completely dry before I put them in my mason jars. Mm. And things like, you have to be careful, things like raspberries. Blueberries will last forever in there.
Don't they taste like vinegar?
Oh, no. No. You rinse it off, but no.
Okay.
And they're completely dry before I put them in the mason jars.
Yeah.
But the only problem I run into is with raspberries. Or like blackberries. But strawberries stay fresher for me.
Yeah, I saw a thing saying washing them in vinegar is the best.
But they have to be completely dry before you put them in the mason jars.
Okay, so do you airtight?
Mm-hmm.
Do you put a piece of
towel with lettuce things, or, you know, those boxes of spinach.
Oh, yeah.
And it absorbs the moisture, and it lasts so much longer.
So it basically just makes sure there's no moisture in your container.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I just didn't believe washing them and then just sticking them in an airtight glass container was the right thing.
Abby's way is a great way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I really love those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like our things last forever.
Yeah.
It's very rare that it's always the fruit that kind of ends up going bad.
Yeah.
But that's why you see at the bottom of berry baskets and stuff is a little piece of paper.
Yeah.
A little absorbent paper.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I learned on the internet by teaching myself, because I didn't believe the lady on TikTok, but she was selling. This is my thing.
She was
selling those glass containers.
Yeah.
I don't trust anything I see anymore.
No,
I don't trust it.
Me either.
Okay. Do you have any updates?
Yeah. You know, when we turned our phones off.
Yes.
For the alarm. I was concerned for the people who have them hidden, domestic abuse.
Yes.
That when they turned it back on, that alarm would happen. When I turned my phone back on, nothing.
Okay, great.
So that was an update.
Also, everyone said RIP to the people in prison who had secret contraband phones. Whoops. Because they definitely didn't even know it was going to happen.
I think they're allowed to see what's on TV. Aren't they allowed to watch TV or something?
Mom, I'm telling you, I had no idea this was happening. I have full access to the internet and TV.
I kept seeing it more and more and more up to the day.
I don't know how.
Like 2 days before and one day before and the day of. It's like today's
the
day.
How did you see this?
I don't know. It was on the news of the internet.
What news are you watching?
I'm not. It's like CNN or Yahoo or whatever news.
Yeah, I don't think prisoners are watching that.
I don't think so either.
I think if they get an hour of television, they're going to watch something that doesn't make them sad.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I would do.
True.
My update, I stopped doing my facial routine on my butt.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how your little booty is.
Because I bought butt acne lotion.
Okay.
And it got rid of the acne where it was, but it's created acne where it wasn't.
Interesting.
So I am on a journey.
Just slather your whole booty with it.
I am.
And let's see what happens.
I'm going to keep up with it until it's gone, and then we'll see what happened.
Okay.
But I'm supposed to apply it 3 to 4 times a day. It's a lot.
Oh, gosh. Who has time to do that?
Me. I work from home.
Okay, but still.
I know. All right. Before we move on to things on the internet that made me smile, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. And we're back. I changed the battery. Okay, I just asked my mom if anything on the internet made her smile this week. And she said no.
It probably did.
And so I just showed her how to go through her likes and her saved on TikTok. But she hadn't liked or saved anything.
Because I didn't know how. I know how to forward it.
That's great. But she did have one thing liked, and it was a sea glass sailboat.
Oh, that's Abby gorgeous. Had sent you. Yes. Yes.
That and one you want to make that.
I do. It's driftwood, and then we have to figure out how to tie some ropey thing and then put the sea glass dangling down in it. It's gorgeous.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Abby will do that with me one day.
Maybe. You have to get a lot of sea glass.
I have a lot of sea glass.
You have years of collecting it.
I am.
Okay, I saw one thing on the internet that made me smile. Well, a lot of things, but this one I chuckled at. It's a girl. Her cat is sitting in front of a screen door, and she said, "I know, baby. I know you want to come out, go out that door, but this one's broken. I know this is really hard to understand, but you have to go through this one." And there was an open screen door right next to the cat, and just 3 feet away.
Cute.
And she was trying so hard to call her cat over, but it's okay. Just come. I know it's so hard. And the caption on it is this what God feels like?
Oh, gosh.
It's so simple. He's yes. right there. Just go for it. And it just nothing. Absolutely
I
nothing.
Love it.
The cat's like, no, I have to go through this one.
I love it.
For no particular reason. So I thought that was very
That's
funny.
Great.
And that made me smile a
Did
lot.
Did you save it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have sent it to me.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
So you can see it later?
So I can chuckle later.
Okay, hold on. I'll go to
I find things and then I run and show them to Tim and then I forget about it after that.
Okay, do you want me to text it to you or put it in your TikTok DMs?
I have DMs in TikTok.
Oh, God. Yeah, give me your phone. I'll text it to you right now.
Okay, I know texting. I don't know DMing in TikTok. How
okay.
come it's not doing my face? Did we change? Oh, I have to lift up.
You good?
I'm good. Okay, so where's people talking?
This is inbox right here.
Oh, see, the number bothers me on it.
Yeah.
Because I don't talk to people.
Yes. So these are your DMs. No one has sent you any.
Oh, okay, good.
But
then why are they all there?
Because these are the people you're friends with in case you want to talk to them.
Got it.
So then up here, I'll get rid of your notification things for you real quick.
Okay.
There you go.
Now no number. I feel so much better already. Okay.
that's your inbox.
So did you send it to me?
No, I texted it to you, but I'll send it so you can see what it looks like when someone sends it to you.
Okay, that's fun. Oh, there's your text.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Oh,
there you go. Cute. All right, I sent it to your DMs.
DMs. Oh, it says number one, Rachel shared a video just now.
Yeah, isn't that fancy?
Okay, if I go out of it and come back in.
This is learning.
This is learning, people. This is learning.
We'll get there. It's okay.
Here we go. Inbox. There it is. You shared a video with me.
Right?
I like this. Okay. Good.
Do you want me to send you more? Or do you want me to text them to you?
I can do this now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now you're going to get a barrage of...
A barrage?
A barrage.
What a fun word. Barrage?
I hope I said that right. A barrage.
Sorry, I didn't mean to just blast
a barrage
you.
Of like a psh, like what? A plethora. A plethora. A bunch
influx?
Of.
Influx?
A bunch of.
Define barrage. It said garage.
No.
Barrage?
Barrage.
How do you spell barrage?
I don't know.
Barrage? No. Barrage. Barrage?
No.
A concentrated artillery bombardment over a wide area. What is a barrage?
A lot of.
What?
Okay, Rachel. Okay. What
the doctor
is,
was barraged with unsolicited
it's
advice.
Not barraged. Okay, I know barraged? The word. No.
A concentrated outpouring.
There you go.
It is barrage.
Thank you.
Hold on. Barrage.
Barrage. I did say it right.
You were correct. It's also an artillery thing.
It was in my brain from long ago, I guess, and it just spewed out. And I'm like, oh, wait. Am I right?
I
wasn't trying to be fancy. It just came out.
I'm always using words incorrectly, and I blame you for it.
Because, I used that right.
But this one was correct.
Correctamundo.
So I just wanted to check you, just in case.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. That Holy just leaves smokes. Us with confessions.
Confessions. Let's see here. Oh.
What?
It's oh, a, no. It's a kind of a sad
oh,
confession,
no.
but funny at the same time.
All right, what?
I had this little lemon tree that I was growing
yeah.
on my kitchen table, and I went away for a few days, and I watered it really well, but what I didn't know is we were having 93-degree weather, and when I came home, all the leaves were just like...
Oh, no.
And then today, they all just went bloop, bloop, bloop.
It just fell off.
It's just a stick.
Oh, that's sad.
I didn't ask anybody to water it, because I didn't think it would need it.
Do you think it'll come back?
I'm not giving up hope.
I never give up hope on a plant.
No.
I'll keep watering something that's dead. I don't care. I'm like, yeah, nature will figure it out.
It's only this big, so.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I have a little lemon tree you gave me that is
it's
still
the same,
going strong.
It's from the same lemon.
It's going strong.
I think you're the only one that has that left. I gave everybody
yeah.
a little lemon tree.
I'm still going. I need to repot it because it hasn't grown.
Yeah. And it also needs, I think, sunshine.
Oh, it's just been sitting on my kitchen counter.
I think
we
it needs sunshine
constantly
now.
Water it.
Yeah.
It's healthy. It just hasn't grown any. Whoops.
That's so funny. That's my confession.
All right.
I killed my lemon tree.
I'm trying to think of my confessions. Oh, I just got tired. I should drink my coffee. I don't know if I have anything to confess.
Nothing?
What would I confess?
You were scared.
I was
but that was normal.
Yeah. Yeah, my garage door opened on its own. It was very scary because Blaze could have bolted out if he wasn't right next to me.
But that's not a confession.
No. I haven't posted a vlog in a few days, but we all know that. I haven't discussed this with you yet. I haven't even told my manager. I think that this will be the last season of All Things Internet.
Really?
When Emily, before she moved, we had discussed how this one is hard to keep up with because it's weekly. It has to do with things that are relevant, and it's you have to film it on the day before you post it, and it's really hard to get done. And if nothing's going on the internet,
well, when you have a big, huge, long list of things, you gotta and have to eliminate one.
Yeah,
you eliminate the one that makes the most sense to eliminate.
Yes, and so. I would just do so. Right now, I have this and Rachel Uncensored, and I think Rachel Uncensored right now is every other week. So I think I will make it weekly instead.
Because that'll free up some more time for you.
Yes. So instead of doing two podcasts, I'll just do one. And I can film that whenever.
Whenever.
That's a great idea. And I can have whoever on and I can talk about whatever. I can still talk about things that are relevant this week. There's no rhyme or reason to Rachel Uncensored.
No.
You could be a guest host on it every once in a while.
So, but I will be censored.
You could be censored. It's Rachel Uncensored.
Yeah, it's not.
Your name's not Rachel.
Mommy Uncensored.
No. But you can come and we can play games. We can talk about whatever we want.
Okay.
So I would love if you showed up every once in a while on that.
Okay.
That would be fun.
And when are we ending this one?
I was thinking that December would be the last
December,
month.
Okay.
So this is the last, 2024?
Bada bada bing.
Yeah.
When did we start this?
We started this in 2019? 2019? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we did.
It's been a long time.
High five.
So it's nice to start with you and end with you.
Yes.
But yeah, Emily and I, when we were doing this, we would always be like, this is so, it's a lot of extra work. Because it has to be relevant. And then we hated.
And I know nothing relevant. Continue.
I love it though. But then it was, we didn't like how gossip channel-y it was.
Yeah.
But you feel like you have to talk about things that are relevant. So we changed it to the positive things because we didn't want to fall into the drama channel, gossip channel stuff.
Good. Yeah.
So I don't want to add the negativity to the world. But then there's only so much positive.
Positive.
Because I hate that every positive, quote unquote, positive story starts with something negative.
Yeah, it seems to be that way. Yeah.
And so I don't want to talk about that. I want to be like, well, school kids couldn't eat their lunch until they paid off their debt. So children were starving. But don't worry, this 10-year-old spent 17 Saturdays raising money so that her classmates could eat. I'm like, what the? That's not positive.
I heard something positive.
What?
It was in our next door app thing.
Yeah.
And this lady says she was taking a phone call outside, sitting on the curb, and it was an intense phone call. And a gentleman walked by, and it's night. So, of course, you know, our radar's up. And he goes, "Are you okay, ma'am?" And she said, "I am. Thank you." And he walked away. But it was so nice, she said, that somebody actually stopped. And she was fine. It was just an intense conversation.
Wow. Good for him.
And that
Good
was just... God.
See, I like things like that.
That was a great thing that I read on the internet.
There you go. But see, stories like that.
It was a good.
There's not much meat to them.
No, there's not.
That ended in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So
I could have drawn it out, but I usually get right to the point.
I want to get to the point.
Yeah.
I don't need all the hoofla.
No, fluff.
I don't need the fluff.
Fluff.
I don't need the fluff. So yeah, this has been something I've been thinking about for a while. Oh.
That got me up.
Snoop growled outside and Blaze shot up and so did my mom. Anyway, so maybe that's a confession. That's been a thing I've been toying around with because I've been...
Well, it's no toying anymore. Now it's said it.
It's pretty out there. It's like 90% certain.
Yeah.
It's been... I think the last year I've been thinking about this. So, I don't know.
Good decision.
It was easy when Emily took on the brunt of it.
Yes. I don't take the brunt.
You do your fair share.
Mm.
You do your fair share. But yeah, that's maybe my confession.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So... Listen up until December.
Yeah. And then should be it.
Yeah.
Also, I need to find a new merch company.
Yes, you do.
I do.
You do.
If anyone knows a good one, they all suck.
I don't know.
No one's perfect.
No one is perfect.
God. And I'm saying that and I'm perfect. So it's pretty tough for me to say. All right, guys. I think that's it for today.
All right.
I love you guys. I love you, Mom. Thanks for being here. Subscribe, follow.
Till November or December.
January, till January. So December will be the last month.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And then, that'll be it. All right. I love you guys, but I have Rachel Uncensored, which I think would be fun for you at least once a month to come be a guest on that.
Of course.
Abby will be a guest. Joy, myself.
Love it.
Love it. All right. I love you guys. Please subscribe. Please follow and be good people, please.
Please.
And that's it.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.